Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Friday, December 24th, 2021. This is Live Talk. I am Kips Dube.
And I'm Marvelous Mflanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Christmas holidays amid the COVID-19 pandemic.
And first, a look at the COVID-19 figures. In its daily bulletin, the Minister of Health reports that 27 Zimbabweans died from COVID-19 in the country yesterday, and almost 2,000 tested positive for coronavirus. To date, about 4,900 people have succumbed to COVID-19 since the pandemic started last year in March.
The ministry also reports that at least 4 million Zimbabweans have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and over 3 million their second dose.
And the ministry also says that they need to vaccinate over 10 million people for the country to be having herd immunity. So it will be interesting to see if they do meet this goal by the end of this year.
And cyclist Melin Love, who was on a COVID-19 campaign today in Bulawayo's Geita Agency suburb, and he was showing off how he did what he did, like cycling from Johannesburg to Bulawayo to raise awareness about the dangers of COVID-19.
And millions of people worldwide are expected to celebrate Christmas tomorrow amid the COVID-19 pandemic, with some Zimbabweans who wanted to go home during the festive season stuck in several nations due to travel restrictions, which in some countries were lifted, but it was way too late because most people had covered or had cancelled their travel arrangements.
And we know that, Marvelous, many people go home, you know, during the festive season to enjoy a bit of life with their relatives and friends, but COVID-19 has actually blocked all that. So, guys, we're going to have a little bit of a corner and down is okay. COVID-19 is cutting, say, careful, like a smoothie. Uhlangothi lukahulumende olwezempilakahle lubika ukuthi kulabantu abayi-27 abahlolwe izolo batholakala bele COVID-19. Kwathi ke abayi-1940 ngabantu abahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19. Ngathi ke abayi-27 kubeka kuhle babulewe umkhuhlane lo. Kusukela nyakenye sokubhubhe abantu 4,855 eZimbabwe ababulewe yi-COVID-19. Kube sokusithi ke nxa sikhangela sebejove ijekiseni yakuqala bedlula 4 million, sebejove esibili bedlula 3 million. Yeah, so kunjalo ke Marvelous xa sikhangela COVID-19. Siphinde sikhangele njalo uMeli Ndlovu lo osuke ngebhayisikili esuka kwele South Africa wafika koBulawayo. Kube seyingeda lamhlanje etshengisa abantu ukuthi ukwenze njani ngokusuka kwakhe khona ngale esiza ke koBulawayo. Njalo lokuthi ke alimukisa abantu ngakhona ke okwe-COVID-19. Xa sisikhangela okunye njalo siyabona ukuthi ke kulabantu abaningi kakhulu emhlabeni onke jikelele abananza usuku lwekhisimusi. So silomfundisi uzakhuluma laye siza ukuthi ikhisimusi ijona uzathi phahlahahla abe sesihambela umfundisi ukhona ngale ekezi ye kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwa, kunewo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa. Tinokuchingamidzai pano pachirongwa chedu musi wechishanu, December 24. Takasara nezuva rimwe kuti tipinde muzororo rekhisimusi. Nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa nyaya yezororo irori rekhisimusi kuti rinorevei, uyezve kuti zvii zvichange zviri kuitwa neveruzhinji pasi rose, tichitarisa kuti pasi rose pari zvino denda iri rechirwere checovid-19 chichiri chakasunga manyika dzakawanda. Tinotarisa kuti bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu 27 vakawanikwa vachishaya kubva kudenda recovid-19 nezuro, uyezve vanhu vanosvika 2,000 vakawanikwa vachibatwa vari positive kudenda iri rechirwere checovid-19 nezuro munyika. Tozotarisa vanhu vashaya kubva kudenda iri vanoda udzira 4,000 nemamwe nekukwira vachida kutosvika pa4,900 kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura. Totarisa zvakare kuti pari zvino vanhu vabayiwa nhomba dzecovid-19 vamira vari pa4 million, asi bazi rezveutano richiti rinoda kubaya vanhu 10 million kuti pawanikwe paine yavanoti herd immunity. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatenge takatarisa kuti hurumende ichazvikwanisa here kuti isvike pa10 million iyi. Takatarisa kuti mazuva ave kufamba kuti December apere. Tozotarisa zvakare kuti tichange tiri kutarisa zororo irori rekhisimusi kuti rinorevei kuvatendi, uyezve kune zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zvakawanda zvakatadza kuenda kumusha panguva ino pamusoro pedenda iro rire COVID-19 nekuti pakatanga variant iyi yavanoti iyo Omicron tinoona kuti nyika dzakadai seBritain nedzimwe dzakambenge dzati vari kuvharidza ndege dzinobva kuAfrica nekuZimbabwe nedzimwe nyika kuti dzichapinde muBritain asi vakazosimudza restriction iyi asi takaona kuti panguva iyoyo vazhinji vakange vatowanikwa ivo vachikanzura zvirongwa zvavo zvokuti vaende kumisha vachienda kunofara nehama neshamwari nekuti zvainzi ukazodzoka munyika yakadai seBritain wanga uri kutarisirwa kuti ubhadhare mari inodaudzira kuma £2,000 umo kuti ugare muhotera uri muquarantine asi izvi tinoona kuti zvakabviswa pari zvino saka tinotarisa zvakare kuti tichange tiri kutarira zviri kuitika munyika umo tinoona kuti vazhinji vari kutaura kuti vari kutadza kubata mari dzavo mumabhanga havasi kukwanisa kuwana mari dzavo dzekuti vafambe vachienda kumamisha sezvo zvinhu zvakati omei tozotarisa zvakare uyo ari kuita zvokuchovha bhasikoro mukomana Meli Ndlovu ari kuwanikwa iye achibatana nemamwe makambani kana kuti mamwe masangano akazvimirira mukuedza kuti vawanise kwavachitaura ivo kushata kwedenda iri recovid-19 kana kuti vachipa dzidziso yedenda recovid-19 uyezve kukosha kwakaita kubayiwa nhomba yecovid-19 saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa kuti zviri kufamba sei uyezve kuti kwamuri ikoko kwakamira sei panguva iyoyi yecovid-19.
Now we've got the Reverend Notson Ncube. He is in Zimbabwe, Kezi, Materele South Province. He belongs to the Brethren in Christ Church. Reverend Ncube, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Tube. How are you?
No, we are very fine. How is Zimbabwe?
At the moment, I should think we are receiving some rain, especially here in Materele, and people are busy plowing their fields. We are so happy and we are thankful for that.
Oh, yes. So tell us a bit about Christmas. What is Christmas all about?
Actually, in Zimbabwe, that's the time where we visit some families and for family reunion and even to fellowship together as the families. But in Christian societies, that's where we preach Jesus Christ as the love, Jesus Christ as the gift that was given by God to the world. So, this evening, we are going to have a service as a family. Then tomorrow, we are going to have a service as the church so that we preach about Jesus Christ, who was presented to the world as a gift to save the world.
So now, how important is Christmas Day?
For Christians, that's the time where people learn about the love of God. Because God sent Jesus Christ to the world so that people can be saved from their sins. That's why Christmas is important, because we received Jesus Christ as the gift to the world.
Yes, so ke sicela usifakeleke ngesinto ukuthi khona manje ungapi babancube njalo ngekhisimusi abantu bayenzani khona manje.
Thina silapha eKezi eMathebele South eZimbabwe. Kulapha enzalwa khona kulezi nsuku abantu bayathokoza ngoba izulu linile bayalima emasimini abo siyabonga uNkulunkulu ngezulu kanti-ke njengoba kuyisikhathi sekhisimusi kulapha abantu abazuza khona ithuba lokuhlanganyela njengezimuli babonane bathokoze ndawonye phezu kwalokho amakristu azuza ithuba lokuthi abonge isipho esingukristu uNkulunkulu wasithula emhlabeni ukuze abantu basindiswe ezikhonani zabo ngaleyo ndlela thina njengemuli lamhlanje sawuba lenkonzo ntambama ukuze sibonge leso sipho esingukristu kathi ekuseni kusasa sizawuba lenkonzo ebandleni ngokwane lapho sizahlanganyela sihlabelele sithumise uNkulunkulu ngesipho esingujesu owezi uzosindisa umhlaba.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ke baba mfundisi ungathi nalo kusasa sikujumile sibili kodwa sibonge kakhulu phosile izwi lakho lokugcina baba.
Ngalesi sikhathi sekhisimusi siyakhuleka ukuthi abantu siyakhuthaza njalo ukuthi abantu bahloniphe uNkulunkulu bamkhonze bamdumise bangasuki bathabe bayedlula amalawulo basebezilimaza empilweni zabo ikusasa yabo ingasabinhle akube lithuba lokumkhonza lokumdumisa uNkulunkulu. Siyabonga.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ke mfundisi ungathina kusasa ubone muli ubone bonke labantu khona ngapha eKezi. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Siyabonga kuwe kuhlela kini.
Yeah, okay. No, thank you so much. Bye bye. Merry Christmas and a happy new year, ma'am.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. So that was Reverend Notsen Ncube. He is in Kezi. He's one of the bishops in Zimbabwe. Sorry, he's one of the pastors of religion. So he's a man of the cloth like Reverend Hussein Spanda, who we have right now. Reverend Spanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs. I'm glad to be here and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Today is only Christmas, no politics.
Yeah.
So, So, how are things in Upper Ubulawa?
No, things are okay. I'm not in Ubulawa. I'm actually in Victoria Falls with family. We are coming out for Christmas, so we are spending it in Victoria Falls.
Wonderful. So, tell people about Christmas. What is Christmas all about?
Christmas is about the gift we got from God, who is his son, Jesus Christ. But also Christmas is about the grace of God, that when we were supposed to face punishment from God, God gave us his son, who became the punishment on our behalf. So he had to be born like men. So Christmas is a very special time because we got a special gift from God, and through his son, Jesus Christ. Now, the amazing thing is he was not born in a palace or born in an amazing place, a hotel, but he was just born at the backyard of an animal, of a place where animals stay. And he was not born by a princess, but just by an ordinary girl and an ordinary man. So God's grace is such that he used ordinary people who were not supposed to be the ones. That's why the religious system rejected them. But God's grace allowed these ordinary people to be the ones who were the channel for him to bring this gift to us. So Christmas is special. We got this gift from God. And it is when God himself walked among humanity, which is amazing. For thousands of years, the prophets and other people had waited for this. And it eventually happened. And ourselves were in the season, after Christ came and died. And so we are recipients of this gift.
Yeah,
ikhisimusi isikhathi esamukela khona umusa ovela kuNkulunkulu esinika indodana yakhe yodwa ngoba thina njengabantu sasingaphansi kolaka lukaNkulunkulu kumele asilahle. Kodwa uNkulunkulu wasethumela indodana yakhe eyiyo eyasihlengayo ukuze isihlenge yaqala yaba ngumuntu, yaba ngumntwana, yazalwa ngumuntu nje ongasomuntu nxa simkhangele lolo babakhe nje ngumuntu nje kwakungumuntu ongumbazi. Ikanti abantu babecabanga ukuthi uzabuya evelela esikhosini, evelela kumaphalasi ezintweni ezimangalisayo, kodwa wabuya nje engumuntu nje ongamangalisiyo ophakathi kwabayanga. Eyisipho esihle, eyisipho esimangalisayo esivela kuNkulunkulu, yena indodana yakhe uJesu Kristu, yiyo-ke eyasihlengayo, eyasindisayo. Kodwa kazange asisindise nguNkulunkulu, wasindise ngumuntu njengathi.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu kodwa ungayikhatshana ubambe khonapho. Sithathe-ke uDr Mabaza ngoebandla leZANU-PF, kodwa lamhla uyakwazi ukuthi sikhuluma ngoJesu Kristu, asikhulume lamhla ngezepolitics. Mabaza, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Yes, Mabaza, maybe continue.
Mumboti pao maonero enyu ekukosha kwezuva re Christmas iri.
Thank you, Mabaza. Chekutanga ndiche kuti zuva re Christmas kana re Christmas izuva rinokosha kuvanhu pasi rose tenderere nekuti ndiro zuva ratinosanganiswa nehama kumativi akasiyana-siyana tichikurukura dzepasi chigare tichipanana zvipo nekungoonana chinongosuwisa ndechekuti gore rino rapera vazhinji havana kukwanisa kuonana nehama nekuda kwechirwere chedziva mupengo ichi asi kuti tinyatsaura chokwadi Christmas harisiriro zuva rakazvarwa Jesu. History inotiudza zviri different kuti Ishe Jesu havana kuzvarwa musi weChristmas. Nguva ino kunyika yeIsrael vari muwinter mutori nechando, mombe dzavo hadzisi kumafuro, saka azviite it's not possible kuti pakazvarwa Jesu mumedzaya kumafuru pakazvarwa Jesu vanhu vanga vaungana kuti vaite census. Census haingaitwa munguva yewinter. So in other words, pane kusiyana kwakawanda kuti the birth of Christ is not 25 December. But however, we accept the day as a day which tells us kuti Jesu vakazvarwa. Hazvireva kuti ndovakazvarwa, but zvinongoreva kuti vakazvarwa. It simply tells us Jesus was born, but not today, not tomorrow, not on the 25th of December. Because even at that time, there was no December. Even at that time, the calendar was not the one we are using now. So in other words, the birth of Christ, yes, the world could be lost in believing could he was born on this day tomorrow. But no, Christ was born probably in October, probably in September. Nobody knows. And as we sit here, the birth of Christ became important because he was born to take care of our sins, to save us as a savior. But the day he was born is not important. But it's only us, human nature, who had made it important so that at least we remember that a man was born in the, or rather God was born in the image of man and in the stature of man to save the man. So in short, yes, Christmas unites us with relatives and friends, but it is not spiritually the day Christ was born, because he was not born in December, not in any day we are aware of, but yes, he was born, and we accept that.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. So, Slobaba, MRP, sikesizwe ukuthi yena uthini ngokuzalwa kwenkosi uJesu, le careful le Christmas.
Sanibonani bethwakazi indawo zonke. Enkuzo ngemakhaya njengoba kuyikhisimusi kanje okhulumayo ngu-Alphonse Fuyana weMthwakazi Republic Party. Ngithanda ukushayela umfowethu uMeli Ndlovu ozalwa eKhezi la nami ngizalwa khona ihlombe ngokuqopha umlando akwenzile esuka eGoli azeyobamba edolobheni lamakhosi ubulawayo ngontshelelezane. Sindoda yamadoda uqopha umlando ukuthi sonke sizinsizwa zakwaMthwakazi namakhosikazi akaMthwakazi ukuthi amakhono esinawo siwagijimise siwenze afezeke aphumelele. Sithi lawo khona ume njalo jahalakithi. Sithi lawo khona fundisa nabanye bese kuthi kulabo Thomas abangakholwa. Sithi siyazi isizwe simoshakele, isizwe sesangenwa ukungabaza ukungathembani. Kodwa uma ungabe usizwa ukuthi umchallenge uMeli Ndlovu xhumana naye, mhlambe kuningi asazokukhiqiza, mhlambe kuningi asazokwenza. Xhumana naye umjoyine lincintisane kumncintiswana zayo. Jaha lamadoda Meli wakwaNdlovu, sicela ukubana next time mangabe wenza into enjengale imenyezelo uze sikukhaphe sithatha ama video uzumhlaba ukholwe nalabo abangathembi imsila iye phansi. iKhezi njengayo umfowethu uyifake ezingeni elikhulu engithemba ukuthi iyatrenda. Vele iKhezi kuzalwa insizwa, iKhezi akuzalwa amavaka. Ndithi kubafowethu beKhezi animshayeleni ihlombe umfowethu mangabe kukhona enifuna ukumenzela khona. Ngiyaqhuqhuzela njalo nimenzele e-wallet o iCocash omhlambe mangabe sebuye eGoli esesuka emakhaya asihlanganeni naye sibe naye umfowethu siphaneni udumo, siphane udumo sisaphila singalindi ukuthi umuntu azashone bese ukuthi hayi kwakukhona insizwe ukuthi kwakukhona insizwe kanje. Asimpheni udumo umfo kaNdlovu esaphila nathi emhlabeni. Siphakamisaneni singabantu bendawo
mhlabeni,
siphakamisaneni singabantu bendawo.
So there you are. That is Mr. Alphonse Alphonse Fuyana. He is the Secretary General, External Affairs Officer of Mthwakazi Republic Party. There, marvelous, he was talking about Meli Ndlovu, the cyclist. He was saying people are supposed to pick him up and, you know, he did a lot of work and all those kind of things. So we'll come back to that issue as we go. So many people are very excited that Mali actually cycled from South Africa to Bulawayo. So they are very happy.
I actually had someone on my program on Let's Talk that he could play, and they said they've been following him, and they also want to cycle from Johannesburg to Chipinge. So we wait to see.
Very exciting. So we actually started something on VOA Studio 7, like, you know, a Mary Love challenge. So we are having tons and tons of photos of people with their bikes.
Definitely.
And some are actually biking. And what is exciting is that at the end of the day, he has raised a lot of awareness in terms of COVID-19. Or maybe let's bring him, let's have him to listen to what he was saying today when he was at Nketa, you know, where he was presenting a certain issue concerning COVID-19. Just hold on there, Marvelous. Here he comes.
Omunye sizokutshela ukuthi ayikho lento le sizazalwa azange sayikho. Into ekhona, khona manje ungabakwazi ukuthi ungazibuza ukuthi orugugula ukuthi bangaka abantu abashonileyo eZimbabwe namhlanje. Into yakhona izokudanisa, bebulawa yiyo indaba ye-COVID. COVID yenziwa ukuthi abanye asilandeli imithetho yakhona. Ngoba umuntu usuke azitshela ukuthi hhayi mina ngijovi mina ngeke mina. So ngiyabonga kakhulu ukuthi enkulumane lapha ngithole isizwe sikamthokazi. Abaningi abanye bafakile amamaski, abanye bengibakhuza lapha. Abaningi bafakile amamaski, abanye abafakanga.
Company
sithunyelwa South Western Region Gender Network. In shortcut, ngiyabona ukuthi kubhalweni la. Ngethemba ukuthi abantu abaningi lapha eZimbabwe sifundile kakhulu and siyakhuthaza ukuthi kwelinye ilanga nami ngithole ama-sponsors kwezinye indawo wonke umuntu akuhambe ngebhayisikili nami ungabi yimi ngedwa kuphela engisuke e-South Africa ngebhayisikili but sibe baningi angithi. So engikhuthazayo ukuthi ma lishuda lingashuti mina kakhulu lishude nala yabona le picture le picture ye-South Western Region Gender Network imishini yethu okunye le themba yazi which is strives for a justice society where empowered gender focus.
Yeah, so that is Mary, the Mary Dovo. He's actually an overnight sensation. This guy surprised a lot of people. I mean, he caught people unaware of some of these issues. You know, it's very exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, people have been very sad of late. So this is a refreshing look at COVID-19 awareness. So I think he's brought in a new perspective and people are buying into cycling as well because he's not only tackling COVID-19 as, you know, the pandemic, but he's also looking at the health aspect of cycling. So like what I said, you know, one listener actually came in and said, hey, I want to challenge him. I want to cycle from Johannesburg to Chipinge. So I was like, wow, very exciting. So a lot of people have been following his progress. And we just thank, you know, all the effort that has been put in on the ground and here on trying to also just, you know, publicize what he's doing. Because I think like now other organizations are seeing the value in partnering with him, which, you know, will in turn also bring more awareness, especially I think the organization that he was talking about, they work with the women and young girls. So we are seeing another dimension of his campaign. But I also invited Mr. Tawanda Chokora of MDC Alliance. I hope he's here to also just speak in his personal behalf and also, you know, on his Christian side on what Christmas means before we go to Mary Dube so that we end off on a happy note, Gibbs. Let's get, you know.
Oh, before that, let's get to these people that are in South Africa.
Okay.
Who are actually stuck. Then we'll go to Mr. Chokora. So there are some people, Marvelous, that were supposed to travel from different places of the world, you know, to Zimbabwe, but they are stuck. They are stuck and
everywhere,
you know.
Yeah.
So people are stuck, and here are some of them. You know, they are stuck in South Africa, but some are trying to travel to Zimbabwe, but the situation is really bad.
You see, yeah, man, is you see. Yeah, we are prepared to do that, you see, because we stayed a long time here in South Africa, you see. So we must see our parents also. You can't stay maybe 3 years, 4 years, 5 years without seeing your parents, your difficulties. And also you got children who are there, you see. Now, you see, we must see them, and they must see us, you see. So that's why we decided to travel now. You see, yeah, there's no matter that there's a quarantine, you see, we can be quarantined because, you see, we know that we don't have that disease, you see.
If you get into quarantine now, it's you're going to take about 14 days, and then the holiday is already over.
Our business is very low. Customers, the passengers are not going back to Zim. And about the COVID-19, you know, They are afraid for quarantine and what is talking at the borders.
Yeah, since COVID started, we don't have any business. You look, as you see, it's very quiet. Even the booth, I have no business. This is COVID killing our business. So people, they are scared when they're going to Zimbabwe, they are getting quarantined. So no one does as usual. It's compared another year's ago. This year, there's no business.
Gonna do it. If they want to quarantine as us, we're gonna be quarantined. If they let us go, we're gonna go. We follow the instructions. Gonna do it. If they want to quarantine as us, we're gonna be quarantined. If they let us go, we're gonna go. We follow the instructions.
Quite tough there, Marvelous. I think the bus operators are saying business is very low. Many people are really hit by COVID.
Yeah.
Hit by COVID.
What is a bit worrying is, you know, whether there is actually, you know, like a straightforward, you know, indication of whether people are getting quarantined or not. Yeah, you know, I'm not quite sure because I've seen some people leaving South Africa and I see them in their homes in Zimbabwe. So whether they're actually going into quarantine or if there's a bit of corruption going on there, I don't know.
Many things going on, Marvelous. So let's have Mr. Tawanda Sokora today. No politics. I mean, this guy is a political animal. But today he's a Christian, I know. He's a very big Christian. Quiet, so it's Christmas tomorrow. And welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gibbs. Thank you, Tete Marvelous. Thank you, Muria Zimbabwe.
So, what's your take about Christmas, briefly?
Aiwa, ndiongwa yacho yekuti tipe, ndo zvinotaura shoko ramwari, rinotaura kuti ipai vanotambudzika. Ndo zvatirikuitwa, makaona President Chamisa vari kuchinoi, vari muHarare, vachipa vanhu, nekuti ndo zvatiri, we are social democrats, solidarity is one of our main pillars. We empathize and stand with the marginalized. So right now, as we are speaking, people are receiving, the old people are receiving goods, food hampers from President Chamisa in the rural areas in Harare. And I think that's the mood that has been set by the people's president. We need to give this Christmas. Let's remember those that are suffering, those that don't have. Let's give them.
Now, without the MTC jacket, what is your take on Christmas yourself?
Yeah, no, zvatukuteita muno tatogadzirira mukaona ma Christmas tree atoomomo kumba kwa chief ndokunowanzoungana vanhu vese munorth Dakota vachipemberera Christmas asi nenyaya ye COVID-19 takata vanhu ngavamboregedza kuya gore rino saka tikungoungana zvedu semhuri asi tinenge tichitarisa kuti COVID-19 aitapukire tinenge takapfeka ma mask yedu tichiona kuti tageza maoko ndozvatokurudzirawo vanhu vese kuti ngatiregedzei kunyanya kuungana vanenge vaungana vochipfeka mamask kuitira kuti COVID-19 isarambe ichienderera mberi.
Marvelous, talk to Father Christmas then.
Asika zviri nyore here kuti muvhunzurudze vanhu kuti makabaiwa here, zvakamira sei, munozvifambisa sei ipapo, because ndaona Oprah Winfrey uyu anoita zvedandemutande uyezve zvetelevhizhen munomu achitaura kuti imba make vane polisi yekuti unofanira kunge wakabayiwa nhomba dzese dziri dziviri uyezve nebooster, wouya nechitamba chako uchipinda kuti ndakabayiwa, kuitira kuti ukwanise kunge uchisangana nevamwe pakisimusa.
Ndo zvinotyisa izvozvo. Ndakatonetseka kuti tingakwanise kuzviita here semhuri. I think isusu netsika dzedu dzechivanhu zvinonetsa kuti chikafu chiri papapo, munhu auya achiti ari kuuya kuChristmas, womuti hauchakwanisi kupinda nekuti hauna kubayiwa nhomba. Zvinobva zvangonetsa pachivanhu chedu. It's cultural, hatikwanisi kuzodzosera munhu. Saka isu semhuri takatongoti taakutongotaurira vanhu kare kuti ibvai maregedza kuuya, tochingo vanhu vochingoungana kwavanenge vari ikoko semhuri, kuitira kuti tisanyanye kuti chirwere cheCOVID-19 chipararire.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line. Silomfundisi lapha uReverend Hussein Sibanda. So Sibanda, kona ngapho ke nxa sikhangela usuku lweChristmas, abantu balithakazelela njani eFolosi khona manje?
Kukhanya kulonyaka baningi abantu. Bengikhona ngale Folosi kugcwele kulabantu imhlobohlobo ehlukeneyo, kodwa kukhanya kungabantu beZimbabwe abaningi. Ngibone abalutshwana kakhulu, abantu abavela esingathi abasibo abalapha elizweni lakithi abangabe bevela phandle. Kuyathokozwa, abantu bayawosa izinyama emahoteleni kugcwele, yona iFolosi ngokwayo ibigcwele. Ngikhuluma kanje abanye abantu lokhu bekhona khona bephuma, kugcwele izindawo ezehlukeneyo. Njalo nje siyakwazi lapha eFolosi kulezinto eziningi zokwenza. Abanye kade begada ama-framachine, ama-helicopter beyibukela bephezulu, abanye njalo. Kodwa kukhanya kungamaqembu ezimuli, abanye njalo bazihambela ngezimota zabo bebhoda besiyabona inyamazana eziseduze lapha, kodwa kuyaphithizela iFolosi lonyaka.
Yes, cela ufake ngesikhiwa khonokho ba.
It looks like this year it's much better. I think the Folosi has got quite a good number of local tourists. Most of the people that I've seen here are locals. I think I've seen only two or three people, possibly might be from outside. So it's mostly been locals, I think because of the shutdown in Europe and in other places, and conditions of quarantining people coming in reduced the number, in fact, almost to zero of tourists. But I would say in terms of local tourists, it looks like most of the hotels are full of local people and lodges around. And also, it's a jovial mood. I've seen people at the falls. I've seen people frying meat and trying to enjoy themselves. Of course, Zimbabwe is difficult because people are doing all this thinking about January as well, that schools are opening, and so we go back to our usual problems.
Marvelous. Do we have a question for the Reverend?
As a clergyman, I'm not sure if he dropped or if he's still there.
I think he'll be coming back in seconds.
Okay. Being on that one, I was listening to what he's saying about the situation in Victoria Falls, and I saw that a lot of Zimbabweans who were able to actually go to the, to Zimbabwe from overseas, they've also taken that opportunity now to become tourists themselves, because we've often seen tourists coming from other countries, not ourselves, but of late, because of all these restrictions, people have seen that, okay, when you get back home, you can go kumusha, to your raw home, but you can also be a tourist and visit the Victoria Falls and other places. But my question to you, Reverend, is when you look at the situation now and comparing it with what we used to see before, what is the major difference that you see?
I think the challenge now, obviously, yes, there are local tourists, but I'll say there are fewer. Mm-hmm. I've talked to other hotel people here, talking to them. There are many locals, but even the spending power, I've been to restaurants and other places, the local people will not spend as much money as people that come from outside. We don't have many people from the diaspora, so that would have brought a lot of money into the economy. But because it's local people here who do not have a lot of expendable resources like people come from the diaspora. So I would say the S Force has got people, the rooms might be full or 70 or 80% full, but still I think it's lower than what would have happened if we did not have COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And also the other issue is just the mood itself. You know, people in Zimbabwe are not as, I don't know how to put it, but they're not as cheerful as you'd expect them to be. I was in Francistown about 2 weeks ago, and the mood is very different. You know, people are enjoying themselves. They're having street parties already. And that is about 2 weeks before Christmas. But here we are a day before Christmas. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are having parties here and there, but it's not as jovial as one would expect it to be. I think we still need to cheer up as Zimbabweans. We still need to enjoy life. And I think a lot of people are not doing that. And also, I would like to add that although we are at Vic Falls, we are doing all these things, I think our levels of poverty are still very high. With many people do not have 3 meals a day, who really need to be supported and given something. But I'm glad that also Zimbabweans have woken up to that. There are people whom, if you call an appeal for something, they are always ready to assist.
Wonderful. So your last word, Mfundisi, because we actually don't start you. So don't start you.
So, yes, thank you. Thank you so much. I would like to say to all Zimbabweans, Merry Christmas, and praying for a prosperous new year, full of grace and full of exceeding mercies of God. But also for Zimbabweans, I would like to say cheer up. I think I'm very hopeful for next year that the Lord is with us. He has saved us in more difficult times. I believe you'll be there. So enjoy your Christmas. Merry Christmas. Enjoy the gift of God. And let's be with our families. God bless you.
God bless you too, Mfundisi. Bye-bye. So we've got some people who sent us some videos. Let's roll them out and hear what people are saying about Christmas and everything. You know, here we go.
Ngalokhu isumuse muhle, ngithanda ukuhalelisela bonke abantu abafike bephila. Sengathi abachayela izimoto bangashayela ngendlela ehloniphayo ukuze sonke sifike siphila. Sabelane lokho esilakho abangelakho labo bazuze. Sikwazi ukuthandana ngendlela efaneleyo. Sizivikele njalo ku-COVID-19. Siziphathe ngendlela efaneleyo ngokuba kasifuni ukuthi umnyaka usiyavuleka abantu bengasekho. Ngakho ke kasizivikeleni ku-COVID-19 isesekhona, sigeze izandla singahlanganyeli emaphathini ekuthokozeni okungongasithathela impilo yethu. Kanti ke njalo isikhathi sokupha. Asipheni sabelane lalabo abangabe bengelakho ukuze sonke sibe lentokozo ngale Christmas. Siyabonga kakhulu. It's that time of the year again. I wish everybody a Merry Christmas and remind our drivers to drive safely. Ensure all of us get to our destinations alive. Let's remember that COVID-19 is still very much around. Let's do everything to protect ourselves. Sanitize, wash our hands, avoid crowds, avoid partying. We want everybody to get over to the other year alive. Your life must not be cut off at a Christmas party or during Christmas. As we go on to the Christmas day, on these Christmas days, let us remember to share as much as we can with those that are disadvantaged, the poor, your neighbors that do not have access to the food that will ensure they have a Merry Christmas. Let us share gifts with everybody. I thank you.
So that is Evikela Ngobe. He's a social and political commentator based in Bulawayo. He does a lot of things, COVID-19 and other issues. So we are happy that there are so many people who actually send us these messages, so we've got another round. But continue there, Marvelous. Maybe Jonah.
Apo tanga chukunzu wakufa kunava nube, varkuwa niko yevo vachipao, fungwa za wopa msorope, zororo irireke simusi, vanube, vanushanda, vachita mabasa, inisanga noravo rakashumirira, saka vanga varkuwa niko yevo vachitaura, fungwa za wo, tambo zwa shakare kufa kuna referent, sibanda vanga wariku Victoria Falls, vachitaura yevo vachikuru zira, vanhu munyika kuti ehe zvinhu zvakaoma asi vari kuti ivo vanhu vanofanira kuwanawo nguva yekumbofara panguva ino yekisimusi asi kwete kuti kufarisa asi kufara kune tariro nekuti vari kuti ivo semunhu anoita zvekunamata vari kuona remangwana rakajeka.
We also have Cindy Chambers. She is in Belgium. So she sent us this message as well. You know, Cindy is a cyclist and she likes Melly as well, but she's got other messages as well. There she comes.
Kandevele ngusindi lona ose Belgium ngokhlala ngithi mina ngilifisela ikhefu lekhisimusi elihle ngilifisela inyuwe enhle. I would like to wish you all a very happy Christmas and a happy, healthy and productive new year. I would also like to remind you to switch your phones off or put them aside and focus on the family. Spend time together. Do things together as a family. Love and peace to you all. Peace out. Take care of yourselves now. Love you all. Cindy.
Salibonani Lonke. Mina ngingu Chele Silenyati. Ngingu director we South Western Region Gender Network. Namhlanje silapha enketha 9 South Western Region Gender Network, a regional gender focused network. Sikhangela konke okuphathelane labo mama lamantombazana labo baba labafana kodwa injongo yethu namhlanje sikuhlelo lwe awareness ye COVID-19 sibuye lo mfo wethu lo odrive all the way from South Africa etshela abantu ngokuqakatheka kwe-COVID-19 ukuthi abantu bazivikele kanjani njengoba manje kusasa kulila ngalekhisimusi abanye siyasuka sijabule sikhohlwe sikhohlwe ukugqoka ama-mask sikhohlwe ukusanitizer sikhohlwe i-social distancing abanye siyabe sigonana lezihlobo zethu ezivela all over the world sibe sesilibala ukuthi ubhubhane lolu lukhona lizoqeda abantu siyabonga ukuthi sibe khona sixhasane lapha sikhumbuzane ngoba i-COVID-19 ikhona asiyeni vaccinatwa sigeze izandla mahlabezulu senze i-social distancing sikhumbuzane nge-COVID-19 pandemic ngoba ikhona sigqoke kuhlama mask siyaqonqosela yikho ke ubhudilo ebuyile vele South Africa ukuthi bakithi sebephelile abantu eSouth Africa kabangapheli leZimbabwe ngoba le into umkhuhlane lo ukhona ngiyabona
usenjalo ke wena inetwork ilokuzeni organization yakhe ijalo ukusenza omama ngalesi sikhathi siyakwazi ukuthi kuba lobudlongudlongo abantu badakwa benzini akukhuze laba ama-gender based violence ekhanya-ke lo nyaka bimemetheka ngenxa yokuthi into zama-lockdown abantu etshona bevalela nezindlini
uthinta ngiyabonga mfowethu Ezra vele yona i-lockdown ukuba le-COVID lokhu sokudalela ukuthi abantu ezindlini bangazwisisani baxabane kube lesikuthi yi-gender based violence sokukulodlame ezindlini sicela ukuthi sihlalisane ngokuthula singahlukumezani ubaba angahlukumeza umama umama angahlukumeza ubaba labantwana sinanzelelane silwise sivela khathesi kumkhankaso we-16 days of activism against gender based violence so bakithi siyaqhubeka siqonqosela sikhuthazana ukuthi kasilwisani lo dlame silwisaneni lo bhubhane lolu lwe-COVID-19 singavumeli ukuthi kube ngapha le-COVID ngapha lo dlame luqeda abantu asihlalisaneni ngokuthula singalwi singaxabani sisolve ama-problems ethu kuhle
muri eZimbabwe amawadikhani vadiwa atereri tinokushuira ikisimusi yakanaka gore rino tinoziva kuti gore rapera rava gore ranga riri musanganiswa wezvokufara kuchema kunyunyuta kusuwa kune vazhinji vakarasikirwa nehama nekuda kweshura kwechirwere cheshura matongo nechirwere chechidziva mupengo kune vakasiyana siyana zvinhu hazvina kuafambira mukati mehombodo dzavo mari dzakanga dziri kutiza ndarama hadzina kuwanika nyika iri kuita sekunge iri kungozungunyuka asi inoda simba renyu kuti tibatirane pamwe chete iva nyika imwe chete iva nyika yedu nekuti Zimbabwe inovakwa nevaridzi vayo imi ndimi varidzi veZimbabwe ndimi munovaka hazvina basa kuti uripi isazvara zvara nhasi tondera kuti izuva rekupemberera nekutenda Mwari kuti tasvitsa rimwe gore tasvika paKrisimusi tiri vapenyu dai Mwari vachitungamirira ndainga kumbira hama dzedu dzinofadzwa nedoro aiwa kana muchinge manwa doro musafarire kutyaira farirai kugara pamba nekutonderai munogona kuuraya vamwe kana kuuraya kuzurai mimi muri dzikasara dzichitambura zvikuru sei musararadze nekuti iri harisi bavhade renyu ibavhade remwana komana vamwari. So this is not your birthday, it's Jesus' birthday. So on nezuva rekuzvara kwa Jesu ngatione kuti hatina kuuraya vamwe neuchapa wekutyaira takadhakwa uyezve vari kufamba vachienda kumamisha mutingwarire nekuti chirwere chedzwa mupengo chatakashira nenyika saka musangofunga kuti chapera achi respect Christmas achizive chinonzi Christmas chinongokubatai chengetedzai mhuri dzenyu chengetekai ini nebato rezanu PF tinokushuvirai upenyu hwakanaka tinokushuvirai Kisimusi itsva Kisimusi yakanaka yakakomborerwa izanu PF inoti kwamuri iwe neni tine basa nyika yedu inoda iwe iwe unodiwa nenyika yedu dai makakomborerwa muwe nenguva yakanaka.
When we're growing up, you know, during Christmas you'll drink as many as 6 cups of tea, you know, taking turns to eat a little bread. You still remember sun jam and all those kind of things. We used to do all those kind of things you can think of, you know, because we grew up in societies where people will enjoy eat a lot of meat and all those kind of things, you know.
Yes, that's correct. For some of us, unfortunately, I didn't grow up in the rural area, so I was in the suburbs. But we used to take that day of Christmas to go to my father's farm, and there he would slaughter. I remember he would always slaughter a goat and a lamb. So we had an option of eating goat meat or nyama iwai. So, you know, that brings up a lot of memories, and also eating, you know, mukaka wakakora. I'm not sure what you call that in the belly.
Amas, yes.
Yes. You know, so, and also going into the field and kusakura, we were required to do all those things. And to cook on the fire and stuff like that. So very interesting indeed. But it brings back very fond memories. And while we, Christmas here in the diaspora is a little bit more private, I think, more than at home. Because at home, that's the time when we meet up with everybody.
Yes, and of course, Jesus Banda in Bulawayo is talking to a councillor right now. Let's listen to this interview that he did with a councillor in Bulawayo.
Yeah, right. Now, ngikhuluma ngokuncounselor Mdivoka oyiketha ku 25 ngiphinde ngibe ngiacting councillor emganini wa 26. Okwakuqala ngithanda ukuthi khona ngithi zakhamizi zenketha ngifisela iKhisimusi enhle lomnyaka omutsha omuhle konke ubunzima esihlangane lapho phakathi konke kasukufakene kuNkulunkulu kodwa ngicela iunity phakathi kwaBulawayo ukuthi sibone ukuthi sibambele ngendlela uBulawayo ukuthi simguqule lapha akhona sibambele singabantu bakaBulawayo. Bese sithi ngithanda ukuthi ngibonge kakhulu lejagala kithi uMeli Dlovu. Kuyajabulisa kakhulu bakithi ehlangothini lwangakithi kumbe ngithele esiNdebeleni ukubona omunye wakini ephakama kangaka. Isikhathi esiningi besikubala kungamakhiwa esuka khona lezofika lapha kodwa nangu umuntu wakithi ekhezi bakithi ngasimsapoteni and sijabule ngento ayenzileyo. Ngithanda ukuthi bakithi linanzeleleke imkhuhlane we-COVID okhona phakathi komhlaba ayikapheli sinazele ukuthi siyalandela umthetho abasinikana bezempilo kahle nabo.
Abantu bakubona bakhala ngani kakhulu lo nyanga ngoba abantu bakhala abantu bobunzima lapha kule
abantu ngikhulumela kwa 25 abantu abaningi bakhala nje ngempilo ukuthi ibizo lethu kalila msebenzi ilizwe lethu kalila msebenzi abantu abaningi abasebenzi bephinde bekhali ngezinto eziningi ezijiyejiyeneyo phakathi komuzi ngokuthi bakithi umuma kawumanga kuhle umuma nxa ungamanga kuhle yonke into iyawa
Yeah, with so many people that joined our show today, you know, marvelous. Some of them are vendors. Some of them are just doing a lot of things. You know, so many people. So now I think we are ending our show today. Wishing everybody a merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Toti kune vanhu vese muvene Christmas yakanaka uye zvine gore zvakanaka. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya uye ndiri mu Washington.
And I'm keeps to be thanking our guests tonight, Reverend Nosen Ncube of the Brethren in Christ Church, Reverend Hussein Sibanda, Mr. Melly Ndlovu, who is a cyclist, Mr. Tawanda Zokora of the MTC, and Dr. Simba Mavaza of ZANU-PF. So we are happy that many people are usually joining our shows, and, you know, it makes us smile, and yes, have a nice time tomorrow, marvelous as well.
Thank you so much. Same to you and your family.
Good night.
Even though putting at his hand, but we won't see, but we thank God to put him. This bonus is put him.
It's so was petty.
Yeah, it's so was petty as in Shu Kela.
Abant Mava Kangele Konapa, looking like Umkutan Loba was in over to Conway COVID.
Kunganaba Luchuan.
Dear viewers, friends, comrades, we have had a very eventful year. Most of us, we have had a year of fighting the COVID pandemic, fighting the injustices by the world and in different countries, fighting the legal battles for the good of the people of the nation. But it was only last year that we gathered, some of us hiding in their houses. We were all afraid of the pandemic, but we were celebrating in Xmas, which was the first Xmas under the fears of this COVID. This year has come again. And for many of us, who have been lucky to see this day, we wish you a Merry Christmas. For those of us who have lost our relatives, in despite of your sorrow and grief, we still wish you a good and a wonderful Christmas. You need to take a day off, enjoy, look back, thank God, celebrate. It is Christmas. Remember, while you do and while you are happy, while you are enjoying, do not drink and drive. Do not be a danger to others. It is not your birthday, but it is the birthday of Christ. And we ask and we pray that the Lord bless you. So finally, I say to you, comrades and friends, fellow Zimbabweans, I wish you a Merry Christmas. And ZANU-PF wishes you a Merry Christmas. God bless you. Enjoy your Christmas. God bless you all.
It was Speed. Yeah. Come up, Speed. Okay. Ikhisimusi uyidlala njani kusasa?
Yeah, ikhisimusi thina sesikhongwenzela abantwana kuphela selandabalo.
Awuselandabalo? Yeah. So, kodwa le idlala ngabuya abantwana?
Ah, ngizaphuma nje ngifike emakhaya.
Emakhaya?
Ngiyami ekhaya, ikhisi.
Uphuma nini namhlanje mama?
Ngiyaphuma kusasa ekuseni.
Uye buyani?
Ngiyaphinda ngesandla.
Wenzani empilweni?
Wenzani elizweni lizima kangaka. So hey, sikhona lokho esenze nje, ubona sithengisa inkulu esenze nje. So yikho siphila ngakho khona.
Wena kumnyaka wakho lo obunjani? Umnyaka ka-2021 kuwe?
Umnyaka kini ubenzima kakhulu yazi, especially ngesikhathi sena sese-COVID lesi, nangemkhuhlane lekade khona le. Hheyi, ubenzima kakhulu ngoba ngilahlekelwe isihloko zami eziningi kakhulu kona kumnyaka. Ukuthi sibili,
ubumubi.
Ubumubi kakhulu. Ukhangelela ukuthi yena lo ozayo la ngenye uzaba mubi okwedlula lo esidlula kuwo. So singathi impilo.
So khathesi nxa ukhangele wena umnyaka osuphelile uyangena u-2022, kambe ubonani kuzatshintsha lapha?
Okutshintshayo kunjengani
empilweni yakho yonke?
Ya mina vuye ukuthi ngisakhalela ukuthi ngibone kutshintshani kimi. Nasesempong ukuthi ezilongo ngivuke ngiphila kuphela, yibe ngikubongelayo kumlimi. Lokho okunye okuneninengi lokwanzela ndaba la.
Ekhaya kona lo muzi khona?
Lo muzi ekhaya.
Umama ungawo?
Umama uzala mina.
Unkosikazi?
Unkosikazi wami utshonile kona lo mnyaka, uzasithi umnyaka lo bemuzi kakhulu. Utshonele unkosikazi wona lo mnyaka.
Ngakho lokho umkhuhlane oku?
Hayi, yena uke le diabetes.
So ungathini ofuna uba bingele baqambe amabizo bonke abantwana ukuze bathabe nekhisimusi lapho?
Bengafuna ukuba bingelela nje, hayi ngabafowethu nje, kunodadewethu ohlala emakhandeni. Ngingashuwa kuza ngibona kumbangisi ukuthi ngibingelele labanye abafowethu abasegoli abaningi kakhulu, abantu abami abanye abase-South Africa, abanye base-UK, odadewethu labafowethu. Abanye abafowethu abasejambesi, ukuthi ngibaqambe ngomabizo abaningi kakhulu, ngabe ngelinye yabo ukuthi sibaningi.
Athiyabonga.